I want to read this new poll. There's a new poll out which asks, what most likely happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370? The Reason Roop poll finds that 35% of Americans say it crashed due to mechanical problems. 22% believe it was crashed intentionally by pilots. 12% say it was destroyed by terrorists. And 9% believe the plane landed safely and is in hiding. Okay, so 35% of Americans still believe that this was a mechanical problem with the plane. Have any of you changed your mind somewhat about the likelihood of that? I'll start with you, Les.
Don, you know my answer to this question after all the time we spent together. Mm-hmm. No, I'm with the 35% that think it's honestly a mechanical problem. I would just like to see us head in the direction of more specific search area spots. Dave Succi and I and Mikey Kay and I have all discussed this over a period of time, and I think narrowing down this search area is very important. I think the speculation over who done it is best left to investigative authorities. Let's get this airplane. Let's find the airplane and let that process go on its own.
You want to focus on the search so that you can get the information out of this as to what happened as soon as possible. Let's talk about this, Stephen, a little bit more. Where do you fall on this? 22% said it was crashed intentionally by the pilots. Is there any sort of possible motive for this, you believe? Stephen Marks? Okay, we don't have Stephen Marks, and then I'll ask you about that, Mikey Kay.
I think, Don, the problem is that we don't have enough evidence to completely eliminate any one of those four options. And so, as Les was saying quite wisely, we need to keep putting the jigsaw puzzle together. We need to keep eliminating the data that supports various theories, and we need to corroborate the data that looks at the most likely scenarios. For me, the most likely scenario, just because of history, will tell us that it's mechanical failure. You don't often get terrorist acts like 9/11. They are very few and far between. But again, all cards on the table because we don't have enough evidence to eliminate any of them at the moment.
Mm-hmm. 22%, again, I want to get this to Jim Tillman, said it crashed intentionally by the pilots. Any sort of possible motive for that?
I've been worrying about that quite a little bit, but it worries me too that we may be looking in the wrong place. I'm curious to know if we do have definite ideas about the last heading that airplane took before it went out of sight. I'm curious to know if we're really on the right side of the ocean, because I don't really feel confident. I frankly don't feel confident that we're going to find what we're looking for where we're looking for it. I think we better go back to square one, to where we absolutely are certain that we know where the airplane was at that point, and then work again from there. I think otherwise we may just be spinning our wheels.
Well, you know, I think the Australian Prime Minister may agree with you a little bit. He said they may not be able to find out to solve the mystery, at least to find the plane, but he said that they would spare no expense and that they would go without rest until they found, at least for the families, to try to get to the bottom of it. But this plane may never be found. Let's go to the other scenario where 9% said the plane landed somewhere and is hiding. Viewers continue to ask whether the plane could have landed somewhere on many islands in the regions like the Christmas Islands or Diego Garcia or Weston 777. Here's what someone is tweeting. Weston 777 says, still wondering why Diego Garcia has remained silent. They have state-of-the-art radar. What's up with that? Who is investigating, Jeff Wise?
Well, we know that it didn't wind up in Diego Garcia, but you know, to answer Jim Tillman's question, there actually was some news about this today, apparently at a press conference or at a conference between the authorities and the Chinese family members. It was reiterated that the last known heading of this plane was to the northwest. This was towards the Andaman Islands, and so, you know, this is an important piece that's really has been overlooked, I feel like, in reporting over the last few weeks. There is now currently no known information known to the public, known to us, that would determine that the plane went in one direction rather than
okay,
the other.
Okay, all right, hold that thought.
Okay.
Because you're saying this, Jim Tillman is saying he's not even sure we're looking on the right side of the ocean. Or Jim, is he even in the right ocean?
I'm not so certain about that. I've never been able to get a definite answer as to where the airplane was the last time we knew about its whereabouts and the heading that it took when it left there.
Mikey K is saying he thinks that they should look further north. So, and I'm not sure about you, Les, but are we in consensus here? Are you guys in consensus that we may not even be in the right search area?
Well,
I certainly feel that way.
Les Aubin?
Don, I'd like to think that there are greater minds than I am, that at least we're calculating this appropriately. My question is, I'm kind of with Mikey K with reference to moving the search area a little bit further north because of my theory that if this 12,000-foot altitude is still in play, that might mean greater fuel burn and a lower speed, and therefore it went lesser distance. So, I'm still leaning that way, but, I'm not there. I'm not part of that investigation.
Listen, you guys have been, exploring this more than probably most, except for the investigators who are in the middle of this, who are actually doing the investigating for this search. And if you don't believe it's in the right place, if you're not sure, imagine that we are just spinning our wheels and all of those apparatus, all the personnel, all the men and women who are out there looking in the wrong place. Imagine that. We're going to be right back with more on the hunt for Flight 370, including a look at what it would take to put cameras in the cockpit when we come right back.